with today's top stories. I'm Tonata Kadila.
The Home Affairs Ministry will launch the country's first electronic identity card, according to the Namibia Press Agency. The ministry's executive director, Etienne Maritz, said the EID, to be launched in partnership with the United Nations Development Programme, will have embedded biometric and demographic data, allowing for real-time identity verification across sectors such as banking, healthcare, education and elections. Labour expert Herbert Jauch has criticised the current housing and loan framework, warning that the system is rigged against ordinary citizens. Jauch says banks currently dominate auctions and exclude salaried earners. He further called on regulators to introduce reforms that prioritise affordability and fairness for consumers.
In the past, announcements were made. We heard the previous late president even talking about eradicating cheques in Namibia. And nothing has happened ever after. So what is hopefully different this time is a modest target was set of 10,000 housing units a year. And now the minister has indicated where they are, who are the players, and it's particularly encouraging that he recognizes the important role of a self-help saving group, the Sheikh Dwellers Federation of Namibia, as a key driver of housing delivery.
In a similar case, Lungelo Letu Human Rights Foundation President Nkululeko Tseli Tole says South African banks still operate on apartheid-style systems amid a growing home repossession crisis. He likened it to past forced removals, criticizing banks for ignoring constitutional housing rights. Meanwhile, banking law advisor Douglas Shaw has criticized the South African government for failing to reform laws that allow banks to auction repossessed homes at far below market value. At least 7 Ugandan soldiers have been killed in a fight with Al-Shabaab militants in southern Somalia. The troops are part of the African Union's mission to help stabilize the country.
The clash happened during a 3-day siege in the Lower Shabelle region, a hotbed of the Al-Shabaab activity. Uganda's army says its forces eventually recaptured the town, but 7 soldiers were killed in the fighting. The troops are part of the African Union Support and Stabilization Mission, which sees troops from countries in the region deployed to Somalia to fight the Al-Shabaab group. But the mission is stretched thin. It has just over 11,000 soldiers, well below the 19,000 it says it needs to hold the ground. Isabel Nakiria in Kampala.
And finally, today is also International Women in Engineering Day, celebrating the achievement of female engineers and their contributions to shaping the world. According to the Global Gender Gap Report of 2023, women comprised only 29.2% of the science, technology, engineering and mathematics workforce, or STEM. Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.